Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hey, Julia here. If you'd like to grow your agency with a new free traffic source, we've put together a free resource for you called the Agency Traffic Blueprint, which outlines how you can acquire free organic traffic for your agency's website using Powered by Marketing. You can get that at getrubyrobin.com/blueprint or check the description of this episode for the link.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Agency Toolkit. I'm your host, Julia McLaughlin. My guest today is Viola Hutchinson, who is the founder of Effortless Marketing, which is a full-service digital marketing and web development agency located in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Today, we're going to be discussing Viola's journey of building her agency and what she's learned along the way. So thanks so much for joining us today, Viola.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, happy to have you here. So to get started, let's dive into a couple questions so our listeners can get to know you a little bit.
Okay, sounds good.
So what would you say really motivates or inspires you as an entrepreneur?
Oh, a number of things. I like helping people. Sounds like a cliche, and we all do that, but I also like the fact that I am more in control of what I'm doing and when I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. So those two factors for sure.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I can completely relate. And I know people might think it sounds cliche, but it's true. I think some people really thrive off of, you know, feeling like they need to be doing something meaningful for their job. And, you know, when you're able to accomplish that and, you know, also have a livelihood, that's just, you know, it's a great feeling.
Yeah, there are so many small businesses out there, because that's our main audience, small to medium size,
yeah,
who need help with digital marketing, that it's unbelievable. And not everybody has the patience to deal with a lot of questions sometimes.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So how did you get into digital marketing?
Oh, how much time do we have? No, I'm kidding. I was a systems analyst at Shell Canada, the head office here in Calgary. Mm-hmm. And a little part of my job was to maintain the intranet for our department. So I learned HTML and Dreamweaver and stuff like that to deal with websites. But I never thought of it as, well, it wasn't the major part of my duties anyway. But when I quit, because I quit Shell just because I wanted to do something, I didn't know what I want to do, but I quit Shell in 2008. And a friend of mine, a few months later, asked me to build him a website for his commercial cleaning company, because he knew that I dealt with websites at Shell. Mm-hmm. But I told him, I don't know, because I never really had to build a website. I was just maintaining it. Mm-hmm. So that was a challenge. I love challenges, and I learned how to do from start to finish a website. And he was very happy with the results. And that's what started me in digital marketing, with building websites. But very soon I realized that it's not a sustainable, at least for me, it wasn't a sustainable business just to always chase after the next website design contract. Mm-hmm. So, and also I was wondering, how come that I'm building these websites and they are nowhere to be found online?
Right.
So that's when I came across what it is, search engine optimization, and it kind of meshed with my technical background as a systems analyst, and that is my specialty, became my specialty. And then I created monthly packages because search SEO, search engine optimization, is not just a one-time touch, so to speak, or a service. And that's how I started a digital marketing company, really. Because now I had the stability, and it was a win-win situation for me and for the clients, because they got support with that, not just the search engine optimization. So
yeah,
that's in a nutshell.
Interesting. Okay. And then, so how did you bring on those first few clients?
Oh, to tell you the truth, so after I created this commercial cleaning website, and I really enjoyed the process, I started asking anybody who I knew, do you want a website? I'll do it for free, or I'll do it for really, really cheap. And so just to get more practice. And this was back in 2009. And once I got more confidence and more practice, and I realized, well, you know, I understood what's needed. Then I started to raise my prices and constantly learning, because, and to this day, I'm constantly learning. This is not something that, you know, you go and take, I don't know, a program for 2 years or go to university for four or whatever, and then you forget about upgrading. It's a constant learning process, and I really enjoy that. That, you know, keeps my mind going and hopefully stops or slows down whatever old age dementia you're talking about. Like old folks, I just had the experience, as I was saying earlier, with old folks just last weekend. And I really don't want to get there if I can help it. But anyway, that's how it was.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. And then, so how do you now bring in leads into your agency? So how are you continuing to grow Effortless Marketing and grow your client base?
Well, the first thing I realized after about a year and a half, I realized that if I just work on my own, because that was me, just me in the beginning, I'm never going to really grow too much. And I'm going to work my little fingers to the bone and not really grow. So I hired somebody to help me out with the web design and website development. And his name is Joe. He's been the first one I hired. He's been with me for over 10 years now. So how do I get clients? As I said, right from the beginning, I created these packages for the clients who had websites designed by us. And I could almost say that it's a very personal relationship that I developed with them. And I have clients who have been with me for over 10 years, paying me monthly.
Wow. That's impressive.
And I could tell you, like, over 10 years, over 8 years, over 7 years, like, as they came, some obviously left, you know, but I have clients, and most of my clients, I have them for years. So I always start off the month with money, guaranteed money coming in. And how do I get new ones is mainly through referral from them. I do get some clients through the website that I have, and various networking events and whatnot. I even got a client from Better Business Bureau. I was very surprised. You never know.
Yeah,
but my main core is, so my main focus is to keep the current clients that I have, and I have been years, and you know, they need upgrading. I rebuild their websites probably 3 times by now, because, you know, like, things change and whatnot. So it's developing that relationship with the client and keeping going, that keeps us going.
Interesting. Okay. And then, so I know you mentioned that you get a lot of referrals. So what would you say is the key to keeping your clients happy so that they're going to stay with you long term?
We respond very quickly. and tend to their whatever's going on with their business. And sometimes it's out of the scope of our, you know, what we can help them with, but they are not sure. So it's almost like we're the trusted go-to with many things on the internet. And and sometimes that gets a little bit cumbersome and whatnot, but they do understand. And I just say, okay, this is, I really don't know. You have to hire an IT person, or, you know, like go and talk to your accountant or something like that. But it's, yeah, it's not a clear line there on what they can ask or not. They can ask me anything, and I respond the best I can. Doesn't mean that I'm going to solve all their problems, but they can, it's a starting point for them.
Yeah. So you just, you've got, you're ensuring that your clients feel heard. So you get back to them really quickly. And
that's
even if it's
word.
Not something,
yes.
Yeah, even that's if you're right. Not able to, you know, necessarily help them, with the, you don't offer all those services that they're necessarily inquiring about, but you're just, you know, responding quickly. And how fast would you say you're typically getting back to them?
Normally within a business day, at least with an email that I'll look into it or something. This is one thing that I learned from Shell when I was working as a systems analyst at Shell. We were always, it was kind of ingrained in us, no matter what it is, you don't have to solve the problem, but you have to let your client know, or whoever you're talking to, that you heard them, you got the message.
Yeah.
So that always makes life easier, for sure.
Yeah.
And the other thing that the clients like is that we're proactive. So we have an outline of what we do for them, obviously, and they need to have some input and whatnot. But we learn about new stuff, new technologies and whatnot, we ask them, do you want to do this? This is what it's going to do for you. So we educate them, and we're proactive in supporting their business and moving their business forward.
Very good. Yeah, I love that. You just take that educational approach, and you're constantly explaining new services that can be helping them, and just that's a great way to just continue to grow your agency.
Yeah, yes. And they like it. And we know, like, we don't want to overwhelm, because it could be like really technical, especially with search engine optimization and whatnot.
Yeah.
But in general, with digital marketing is, you know, it's just like, okay, this is newest. This is what's going on. Do you want it? This is what's going to do for you? Or do you want to try it? You might lose your money, but this is what it is. Do you want to try it? And sometimes they go for it. So,
yeah.
Because marketing is not an exact science.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's so important to just be constantly keeping yourself educated, and then in turn passing that on to your clients to see, you know, how it can help grow their business.
Yeah.
Sure. So what would you say has been the biggest overall challenge that you've had to overcome as you've grown Effortless Marketing?
I know what it is, and it's still a challenge, is creating the SOPs, the standard operational procedures. So if I knew that, you know, how important these are, I would have started right at the beginning, writing down exactly all the steps and the procedures that go along. So that's when, if we have that, and we have some of it, but we're still work in progress. I wish we had it all done, but I don't think we're ever going to get there, but at least the majority. So then it's easier to pass it on, to hire somebody, and then they can follow that, right? Because what I found is that I'm doing the same thing over and over, but if it's not, you know, or answering the same questions and whatnot. And as I said, we have done some of the, you know, the SOPs, but still lots of work. And I suggest to any company, in any, not just digital agencies, to embrace that and buckle down and do the SOPs, because it's really helpful.
Yes, of course. Because the last thing you want to be in a position with is, you know, you're super busy running your day to day, you need to hire. And then it's just a very cumbersome training process with your new hire. So if you're prepared in that regard, it'll make your life so much easier.
Yeah, that, and also explaining, because it is technical, like explaining to clients on how things work to a certain level. Mm-hmm. I just had an experience with somebody who moved their domain to a different domain registrar, and then we have to, you know, move the name service. Anyway, I don't want to get technical, but move the whole domain and hosting and all that. And I explained it to a certain extent, but I didn't realize that I needed to explain further because they were expecting a much quicker turnaround. And I don't know how experienced you are in that field, but that doesn't really depend on me. It depends on the registrar and the hosting service on how fast things move.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's a good point. Yeah, just to make sure that if you have a team member who's going to be talking to your clients, so you ensure that they're following a step-by-step list of things that they should be covering.
Yes, and they let the client know. So just because we say, okay, we're done creating your website, but then there are those steps that need to be taken, and then, you know, they're not disappointed that it's not showing up on internet that second.
Exactly. So where do you see effortless marketing in 5 years' time?
Well, I'm in the process of handing over a lot of my duties to my daughter, who's been running the business with me for the last few years. Mm-hmm. So it's up to her where she's going to take it, mainly.
Yeah.
But definitely, like, we grow every year a little bit, so maybe she'll grow it even bigger than it is. Mm-hmm. And or stay where we are. It's comfortable where we are, but it's not, you know, so it's not amazing or whatever it is. It's not extraordinary, but it's quite comfortable. So
Yeah, okay, interesting. Well, we're going to be getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but before we move on to the Fast Five, do you have any final thoughts or words of wisdom that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Just in general, starting your own business, I was not really prepared or didn't fully understand what it takes, because I worked for somebody all my life in different positions, and the last decade or so was as a systems analyst for Shell. It takes a lot of perseverance and to actually succeed. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot slower than I thought it would be.
Yes.
It's not easy, because I had colleagues from Shell who never really ever, you know, ran their own business, and after I quit there and I started my own business, they thought that they only see the good part. Oh, now that you're not working, or they would say, or you have lots of time. No, actually, I'm working harder and I have less time a business owner than I used to when I was an employee.
Yeah.
So, but the benefits in my view outweigh the negatives. So it's worth it, but be prepared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a lot more rewarding. I mean, it's good you have that flexibility, but yeah, you end up working usually twice as hard. I mean, when it's in you, you know, you want to be an entrepreneur. It's hard to explain sort of what fuels that drive, but you'll never really be happy working for someone else.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're now getting ready to move on to the Fast Five. So I have five rapid fire questions for you. So what's a book you read that's made an impact on you?
I am going to talk about a kind of business book that I read that I found really helpful. It's called E-Myth.
And, it's a good one.
I can't remember who the author is, but to this day, and I read it a few years ago, when I do something and I'm catching myself and I'm thinking, well, am I the technician? Am I the manager? Or am I really acting like a business owner should be acting? Because a lot of times, small business owners, we just get right down and do it. And that's the technician. And that's not how you grow a business. That's not a business owner. So anyway, that I found that there's other really good tips there, but this really sticks with me. So
yes. Yes. It's been a little while since I read that book, but yeah, they talk about how the importance of working on the business and not in the business.
Not in the business. And that's a classic mistake that everybody does, even like everybody does it to a certain degree. But the less you work in the business, the more successful you are. It's just how it works. So it's hard to hire out, especially when you're not really having the income yet to hire people to do the business. But that's the only way that a business can grow.
Yeah, it's so true. And is there a CEO that you follow or study?
Not really. I believe that we always have to better ourselves. So a couple of years ago, maybe more than that, I hired a self-made millionaire called J.V. Crum, who is works out of Denver. He's amazing. And he has a book called Conscious Millionaire that I highly recommend for anybody in business. And I'm not following him all the time, but he's somebody that, that has very good. So I hired him as personal coach. I needed some lift in my thinking and my business. And it was really good. And so J.V. Crum.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And what is your favorite online tool?
I have to say Asana. So are you familiar with Asana?
Yes, we use Asana as well. Yeah, it's such a great tool. It definitely, it just helps keeps you on track in so many different ways.
Exactly. And then us having like, we have five members, there are five of us on the team. It's really good to see who's doing what's going on, and as opposed to the hundreds of emails that we still send emails, but it's a lot easier and better, more efficient using Asana.
Yes. Yeah. Asana is an incredible tool.
Yeah.
And then what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
I think I talked about that it takes a lot longer, and it takes a lot of gumption and persistence to make it work with any business. And I find that digital marketing is maybe a little bit even more difficult to succeed, because the whole world is our competition. Like if you're a hairdresser, you only have local competition, but when you're a digital marketer, web design, SEO, the whole world is offering it, and my clients get bombarded by offers and all the time. And I really appreciate them that they're not, jumping for because something is cheaper or whatever it is. So their loyalty means a lot, but it works both ways. As I said, we have that relationship going. I wish I would have known. I don't think I would have changed that, would have changed my mind, but it's better to be a little bit more realistic on what to expect.
It's definitely worth it, really thinking and working towards, what are ways that I can be creating that customer loyalty and going above and beyond and ensuring that I have happy clients, because the barrier of entry to digital marketing is so low. And like you said, anyone can do it with a laptop from around the world now. So it's definitely, it's a good point.
Yeah. It's a lot easier in my mind to keep a client than to get a new client.
Yes.
And because the upfront work is always heavier. When we get a client, we have to work a lot more than probably what we charge in the beginning.
Yeah.
So we get profitable as we go along. So the longer we have a client, the better it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us for today's episode, Viola. It was a pleasure to learn about your story and your journey of starting Effortless Marketing. So thank you again for joining me for today's episode.
Thank you, Julia. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.